This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Some of the celebrities charged in what's being called the biggest college admission scam in history are due in federal court in Boston later this month. More than 40 people overall are facing federal charges. WBUR's Kerry Young reports, for many people in higher ed, this case is an extreme example of how much anxiety parents have about getting their kids into a good school.
Massachusetts U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling didn't mince words when describing the detailed scam led by consultant William Singer. This was fraud.
All of them knowingly conspired with Singer and others to help their children either cheat on the SAT or ACT and or buy their children's admission to elite schools through fraud.
Law enforcement officials who worked on the case called the scheme a sham that strikes at the core of admissions departments across the country. But despite the headlines Tuesday, this news didn't surprise a lot of people who work in this space, like Dr. Rachel Rubin, a Brookline-based admissions consultant and co-founder of a company called Spark Admissions. She provides students and their families guidance on getting into their top-choice schools.
It's actually been shocking to me that nothing like this has really been at the forefront of the conversation till now.
Rubin says college admissions has become an increasingly stressful process, and she can see how parents might look to desperate measures to get their kids into top-tier schools, whether that's for social status or future job opportunities.
Parents feel that college admissions, particularly getting into the top, you know, 5-10 schools, is just so high stakes that they'll do anything.
Newton-based admissions advisor Casey Neer agrees, adding, in her opinion, the college admissions process is not really a meritocracy, and that's a big reason why consulting companies like hers even exist.
It is not fair and balanced.
Neer says she's long heard of people gaming the system through standardized test scores. In this current case, it's alleged, among many things, that proctors were paid to change test answers of certain students. Neer adds the scope of the current allegations, which also include falsifying athletic prowess, are daunting.
Which kind of shows the range and ability to corrupt the process.
Neer says one result of the scandal could be the way in which colleges value standardized test scores.
I wouldn't be surprised if this actually has longer-term impacts on the relevancy and importance of test scores in admissions in the next 5 or 10 years.
Which she says could mean many more schools considering making standardized tests optional in admissions. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.